500 Drachmae by Melody Mayhew. Part 2 of the All Bets Are Off series. Read by CookieMom6067. Wait, so you're telling me that you've never been with anyone else? Niall stares at them, shocked. Ever? Joe and Nikki shake their heads in perfect synchronicity. Joe's right hand is casually draped over Nikki's left, rubbing the back of his thumb. Never, ever, ever, Joe replies with a Cheshire Cat grin. Nikki gives the subtlest of smiles, lifts his thumb up to hook over Joe's. I was a priest, Nikki says. And I was saving myself for a good, honest wife, Joe counters. At the other end of the table, Andy snorts and kicks her boots up with a thump. Well, you got one. Nikki frowns, genuine. Hey, he says, come on, Andy. Joe is staring at her too, his warm eyes squinting under a frown. Andy blinks once, takes a swig straight from the bottle of Nemiroff. She licks her lips and scrutinizes their expressions. Fine, she sighs. Sorry. Andy holds one hand up, ticking off points as she folds in each finger. Gender roles are a social construct. Thumb. You have an equal partnership. Index finger. Equating femininity with emasculation is bad. Pinky. A relationship is more than the institution of marriage. Ring finger. And obviously Joe's the wife. She swivels the remaining finger and directs it at both of them. They remain stony-faced for a long 10 seconds before, as one, they all burst into laughter. Niall's jaw drops. What the fuck? Joe settles back in his chair and wipes one tear, his face crinkled endearingly at the eyes. We've been making her read queer feminist theory since 63. He leans one shoulder into Nikki's. I am the wife, though. Nikki exhales through his nose. This is clearly a discussion they've had often. You are my equal, Yusuf. Obviously, Joe replies. The way his eyes shine at the usage of his true name doesn't go unnoticed. Are you saying men and women aren't equal, Habibi? I'm saying that, as you would too, we are beyond the word husband or wife. Joe tugs at Nikki's hand with his index finger, scooting it closer to him so he can pull it up to his mouth. Then why? Joe murmurs, his words brushing over Nikki's knuckles. Did you propose to me 372 times? Nikki is equally game. He leans in, matching Joe's tone. Why did you say yes 372 times? Joe's eyes are wet. He looks lost and found all at once. Because it was the right answer. Andy makes an exaggerated vomiting sound. Joe and Nikki ignore her, holding their gaze, refusing or perhaps unable to look away. Niall looks at Andy. Are they all what? Yes. Nikki closes the distance and kisses Joe once, quick and gentle. Joe hums and brushes their noses together. You know we're still here, right? Niall crosses her arms, trying to look unimpressed. It's difficult. They really are adorable. Of course they know, Andy says, but there's no bite to it. They just don't care. Nikki and Joe break from their eye-fucking to look at Andy. Their movements are so completely synchronous, it's hard to believe they don't rehearse this. They've been all over each other for almost 1,000 years, and there's no stopping it, Andy says to Niall. Buckle up, kid. Niall whistles. I can't imagine that. I can't even... Don't you ever get bored? Joe laughs sharply. Nikki's eyes lose their warm shine. What is there to be bored of? Nikki's voice is careful, but beneath it something simmers. I have had endless time to explore everything about him, his body, his mind, his heart. To have a love for this long, it is a gift. Every day there is something new. inguaribile romantico, Joe whispers, and kisses him again. He breaks it quickly to look at Niall, excitement apparent. See, sometimes he does the speech. Niall rolls her eyes. Maybe she will get it one day. She hopes she will. But for now, the thought of a love that long and vast sounds terrifying. It's not that scary, Nikki says easily, reading her like a book. It's like a warm blanket, Joe adds, leaning into the arm Nikki has draped around his shoulder, one that you've loved for centuries. And really no one else? Niall prods. Like, not even for fun? In lieu of a reply, the two just snort lightly, as though Niall is a precocious 3-year-old who just asked if rocks grow on trees. No, they say together. Well, Andy butts in. Nuh-uh, boss. Joe is already protesting whatever Andy's about to say. That was a Joe ate me out once, Andy says with glee. It was a bet, Joe finishes, still tucked under Nikki's arm. He waves his free hand in a clear dismissal. Nothing sexual. Nikki nods in easy agreement. Yeah, boss, that doesn't count. Andy concedes with a nod. She grabs the Nemiroff by the neck and takes another swig. Fair enough, she says. She wipes her mouth with the back of her hand, and that appears to be that. Niall is having none of this. Hold up, she points between Joe and Andy. You and you, she drops her voice to a scandalized whisper. You had sex? Joe shakes his head. No, I ate her out. As if the difference between the two is obvious. Nikki takes the proverbial wheel. His fingers are idly stroking through Joe's hair like they aren't casually discussing his partner's mouth on someone else. Andy bet that Joe could not get a woman off. Specifically her, Joe chimes in. Specifically her, Nikki continues. You see, he was boasting that he could, eat you out, Joe says with gusto. Nikki flushes endearingly. Yes, that. He boasted he could do that to me and make me, finish. Without, Nikki gestures awkwardly, without touching anything else. Joe leans forward out of Nikki's embrace, elbows on the table. He's into the story now. And I can. He looks incredibly pleased with himself. Niall looks to Nikki for confirmation. He is still blushing. He's easy to talk to, an open book, but this kind of frank sexual honesty about himself is not necessarily his style. But still, he smiles, with just a hint of wickedness behind it. He can, Nikki says, and clearly the memory is vivid in his mind, because his face is now almost scarlet. Joe picks up the story as it's getting juicy. So I'm telling this to Andy, and she is just insistent that it's not possible. And I ask her, you come from someone's mouth on you all the time. Why not him? And she says, are you really that good? Andy's eyes are dark and fiery as she relives the challenge. And Joe says yes, Nikki finishes, because he is. Joe looks back at him and winks. Andy swings her boots back down and plants the bottle on the table. They're all in full story time mode now. Niall finds herself hoping she gets to be on the inside of one of these someday. So, I bet him 500 drachme that he wasn't good enough to get me off. She smiles at Nikki. I mean, I asked him first. Niall gapes at Nikki. You were okay with this? Nikki shrugs, nothing but casualness. A bet's a bet. Besides, it wasn't sexual. How can eating someone out not be sexual? Niall exclaims. Because it was a bet. The three of them protest in unison. Niall slides her hands down the table and lets her head thump there. I swear to whatever God is, I will never understand you weirdos. Ah, Joe reaches across the table to squeeze her shoulder. You called us weirdos. I'm touched. She's learning, Andy says with a grin. She plants the vodka on the table next to Niall's hand. Niall wraps her hand around it without looking. Fine, she says, not quite sure what she's agreeing to. She sits back up and takes a sip from the bottle, then points at the two of them. But I'm not letting either of you eat me out, ever. Nikki goes very pale. Joe looks like he might be suddenly ill. Niall, Nikki says, you're like our daughter. Joe is, for once, without words. He gestures at Nikki with a thumb and nods in mute agreement. Niall is again completely flummoxed. Guys, I appreciate that, but I'm like 3 years younger than you. Don't ruin this for them. They've wanted kids for centuries. Andy reaches across the table to squeeze both their hands. Mazel. Your math's terrible, Nikki says. We may look a few years older, but we are not frozen in time. I am no more 30 than you are 27 anymore. Age ain't nothing but a number, Joe adds sagely. Niall takes a bigger swig from the bottle. I give up. They lapse into comfortable silence before something tugs at Niall's memory. Wait, she says. Who won the bet? The silence persists. Joe looks at Nikki, who is looking at Andy, who refuses to look at either of them. Andy? Niall asks carefully, though she already knows the answer. Who won the bet? Joe did, she admits, her voice quieter than a church mouse. I'm sorry, Joe says with absolute shameless pride. I didn't quite hear that. He cups a hand to his ear, and it's Nikki's turn to roll his eyes. Joe won the bet, Andy says a little louder. Her eyes, which have been staring at the table, flick up to Niall's. He really won the bet. Joe folds his arms behind his head with a lopsided smirk. I'm just that good. Nikki, soft and fond, like he isn't talking about Joe's ability to rim him until he goes blind, pats Joe's thigh. He really is. Under the table, outside of Niall's vision but just inside Andy's, she's seen this too many times to count that it doesn't matter. Nikki's fingers slide to Joe's inner thigh. He squeezes just a little, and Joe hitches a breath. Nikki's voice is all honey and smoke as he stares at Joe. But never forget that so am I. Niall watches as Joe's face melts into a cocktail of need, want, and devotion. You are, he murmurs, invading Nikki's space again to kiss him, this time deeper and far less gentle. Niall finds she cannot look away as Nikki slips out his tongue to tease against Joe's upper lip. Wow, she says, unable not to. Yep, Andy agrees. We should probably give them some space now. Niall scrunches her nose. Shouldn't they give us some space? What are they going to do, fuck on the kitchen table? Andy just raises an eyebrow. Joe's hands are already fussing at the buttons of Nikki's shirt. Like I said, they don't care. You want to watch? That's on you. She gets up from the table and grabs the bottle as well as two finger-smudged glasses sitting on the countertop. But it gets boring after the first 200 times. Andy hooks a hand under Niall's arm and hoists her out of her chair. Niall is still staring. She feels hotness prickle under her skin. She can't look away. It's not just the kissing, gone wet and messy, peppered with guttural moans, which, yeah, is really hot, but it's that these two men, after literal centuries together, still want each other so fiercely, so entirely, that the rest of the world just ceases to exist. And that's the secret, Andy tells her, dragging her out of the kitchen. They never get bored. The end.